RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to this week's Show Tunes, the podcast/infoblast where we dip a toe into some of the most remarkable theme songs from your favourite TV shows of days gone by. I'm your host, Stephen Steps Low, and today we are stopping off in Obviousville, part of the kingdom, well duh, as this one needs little introduction. Fountains, umbrellas, hand claps, and double takes, it is of course Friends, because if we're being honest, we could have kicked things off with this one, but opted against it, as we felt it was too on the nose to begin a series with. So here we are in a pause, ending the first part of our season of Show Tunes. Now, the theme song to Friends, I'll Be There For You by the LA alternative duo The Rembrandts, is widely considered one of the best TV show themes ever made, and for good reason. Aside from the fact that you can probably rattle off the lyrics verbatim, I'll Be There For You really does capture the heart of the show. Lively, memorable, and full of that sense of friendship and togetherness that can only really be found on TV and or prison. Taking a look at how the song took shape and why it went on to becoming the theme to one of the most successful TV sitcoms of all time, it really does boil down to what the producers wanted. You see, the song was crafted in the early days of the show's production, a time when David Crane and Marta Kaufman, names now synonymous with success, were still finding their way. Originally, they had envisioned an instrumental song, a rule of thumb that is present in a staggering number of accidentally turned classic themes. But following extensive discussions with the network, they realized that they needed something more energetic and emotionally charged. Or rather, they needed a zippy, hummable tune, one that would get the water cooler chats going off, simply because someone was singing it nearby. Seems you're the only one who knows what it's like to be me. Someone to face the day with, make it through all of the rest with. Someone I always laugh with, even if I was the best with you. So they enlisted the help of the Rembrandts, a pop duo made up of Danny Wilde and Phil Solem. Wilde and Solem were tasked with creating a short, sharp, cheerful ditty and were directed to land somewhere in the ballpark of friendship. And thus, from such inauspicious origins, I'll Be There For You was born. Originally, the idea was to simply chuck on a short 20-second instrumental clip that would play during the show's opening sequence. However, once the producers heard the full version, they decided it was too good to simply let it fade away. It was not all plain sailing, though. The Rembrandts had to make some quick changes after the producers initially rejected the first draft. The original version, if you can believe it, was deemed too dark, and the writers were asked to make it more lighthearted and hopeful, and presumably to add those famous hand claps. So no one told you that was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke. The opening line, "So no one told you life was going to be this way," for example, is often quoted by fans, as it is the first line, and also one that many of us feel like deep in the actual feels. The full song was released as a single after the show was first aired, and it skyrocketed in popularity, reaching the number one spot on the charts in several countries and becoming one of the most successful TV theme songs ever. The music video for I'll Be There For You also became an iconic part of Friends' lore. In the video, you see the band playing the song while the six main cast members, Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, the recently departed Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer are seen splashing around in a fountain, an image that became instantly iconic. That fountain scene, which was filmed outside Warner Brothers Studios, remains one of the most recognizable TV images of all time. Yeah. However, what many people don't know is that the fountain scene wasn't initially planned to be a major feature of the opening credits. It was more of an afterthought, a time filler, but it eventually became so iconic that the cast have returned to it in later promotional videos and interviews, signalling just how important a sequence it was. Behind the scenes, the song's success wasn't entirely expected. The producers didn't realise just how big it would become. And when the song topped the charts, it was a surprise to everyone, especially the band members, who had never anticipated that a TV theme song could have such a profound impact on the music world. In fact, I'll Be There For You even became part of pop culture beyond the show itself. It was covered by multiple artists and is often referenced in other TV shows, movies, and commercials. It also became an albatross around the band's neck, forever linked to that one song and forever unable to escape it. One of the most touching anecdotes about the theme song, though, comes from Courtney Cox, who played the occasionally neurotic Monica. She admitted that the song's message really hit home for her as an actress, as the cast had developed such a close bond over the years. Cox shared that hearing the song always made her emotional because it reminded her of the friendships she had formed with her co-stars. It's no surprise, then, that the song still evokes powerful feelings of nostalgia for fans who grew up with the show and have fond memories of their own friendships. Another deeper meaning can be attributed to it in this day and age as well, because of course of the tragic death of Matthew Perry. The success of the song was so profound that it wasn't just associated with the show, it became a part of Friends' whole DNA. Even when the show ended in 2004, I'll Be There For You continued to play on TV reruns and streaming platforms, keeping the show's spirit alive for a new generation of viewers. Its combination of upbeat energy, heartwarming lyrics, and the deep emotional connection it formed with an audience makes it, without a doubt, one of the greatest TV show theme songs ever created. So, what do you think? Are we barking up the right tree here? This pick surely, surely has to be one of the main contenders. Tell us what you think. You can send a WhatsApp on 621-52-5000. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Show Tunes. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Drop us a star rating and a review. And next time, we'll dive into yet another iconic TV theme that helped define an era. This one features Flock of Seagulls haircuts and a massive, massive forehead. See you next week.
Every moment, RTL.